Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Chulin 139. And today's Daf Yomi on Kuf Lamed Tes Amabe is the Gemara is discussing under which circumstances does Shiloach HaKein, the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird so you can eat the eggs or the chicks, under which circumstances does it apply? So our Gemara says, what about a case of Matzah Kein Bashamayim? Let's say you found a nest in heaven, which the way the commentaries understand this is mean, let's say it's a bird is carrying another est, and they're flying around. There's the mitzvah of Shiloach HaKein apply under those circumstances. Gemara says, Dechsiv didn't derech nesher b'shamayim. Well, it says the way of the eagle is in heaven, or nesher, whatever the nesher is, the way of that is in heaven. So hachinami did mechayim b'shiloach HaKein. So maybe under these circumstances, it would be liable if it applies in heaven. So Gemara says, no. Derech nesher ikri, derech stamen lo ikri. That if the nest is in heaven, it's not going to be required to be called to do the mitzvah of Shiloach HaKein, because it's called derech nesher. It's called only that way, but it's not called a regular path. So once we've established that in heaven, that if it's flying around, there is not a mitzvah if you find such a nest to send away the mother bird. Comes along Papu Nai, who was a person who lived in a place, and when the people of Papu Nai, they came and they asked the following question to Rav. Rav Masna, Matzah Kein Barosha Shel Adam. Let's say you find a nest on the head of a person. Is that going to be like it's like you found it in heaven, and therefore you would not have to do Shiloach HaKein? Let's say a person, for some reason or other, had a nest on his head. Do we need to send away the bird? So Rav Masna responds, yes, we say that under those circumstances, even though if a bird is flying around in heaven, you don't need to send away you don't need to send away the mother bird. But if it's on a person's head, if the nest is on a person's head, you do, because it says in the verse that when David came, right, David came and they bowed down to him, va'adama arosho, and the earth was on his head. So we see from here that even though the earth was on his head, he is still going to be considered like it's earth, and so therefore it's like he's on the ground. And the Rambam writes that this is not just a law specific to a person, but also if it's on any of the living creatures, we're going to say that the same law applies, that you're obligated to send the bird away. It's only on a flying animal that we're saying you're not obligated. And the Chasam Sofer writes that really, the Gemara didn't have a question about all the other creatures, because obviously you have to send away the mother bird, because they're no different than a tree. It's just that a human being who has a neshama that is connected to heaven, that's what the Gemara was asking about. So once the Gemara has established that the people from Papu Nai are asking these questions, which to me sound a little difficult to understand, the Gemara then records other questions that the people of Papu Nai asked to Rav Masna. Comes along Rav, the B'nai Papu Nai, and they ask Rav Masna, Moshe min HaTor Minayin, where is there a hint to Moses in the Torah before he was born? Before Moshe Rabbeinu was born, how do we know that there's going to be in the future such a creature like Moses? So Rav Masna responds to them that there is a verse with respect to the generation of the flood in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, and that verse states, Vayomer Hashem, Lo yadon ruchi ba'adam lo'olam b'shagam hu basar mayu yamav mea v'esrim shana. So God said that the spirit of man will not rule forever, b'shagam hu basar vayu yamav mea v'esrim shana, that he is also flesh and his days will be 120 years. So we know Moses lived to be 120 years, and Rashi tells us that the words b'shagam hu basar, because he is also flesh, that the numerical value of b'shagam hu basar, the gematria of it, is exactly the same as Moses, the numerical value. And so therefore we're being told that this is a hint to Moses in the Bible, because Moses lived to 120 years old. This to me is ironic, because the Gemara is obviously trying to prove a point that they were asking Rav Masna, how do we know Moses in the Torah, and the source, the hint to the fact that Moses in the Torah is that he dies, b'shagam hu basar, that he is also flesh. The whole point of Moshe Rabbeinu being the greatest human being of all time is that he was a human being, and he wasn't something supernatural, and that he dies. And so therefore we see from here that this is what Rav Masna is answering, b'shagam hu basar, that this is the concept that Moshe Rabbeinu is basar, he is flesh and blood, and that is the hint to Moses in the Torah. So then the people of Papu Nai asked another question to Rav Masna. They said, Haman min HaTorah Minayin, where do we see Haman, the wicked Haman from the book of Esther, where is he hinted to in the Torah before it happened? And Rav Masna also had an answer for them, and he says, in the Torah this relates to the sin of Adam, where it says, Hamin ha'ez asher tziviti chol levilti achol mimenu achalta, that it says, from this tree which you commanded that not to eat from, you ate. So we see from here Hamid Ha'etz is a reference to Haman, because Haman was eventually going to be suspended on an eitz and to hang on a tree. We see from here also that Haman, we like to think of Haman as this wicked character who's like trying to destroy all the Jews, but really, according to this answer, Haman is something that's the Yetzer Hara, that's in all of us, that's this evil inclination that was tempting us to eat from this tree that we weren't allowed to eat. And so therefore it's taking a different approach to Haman, not Haman as this mythical evil figure, but Haman is something that's inside of us. And what about Esther? Where do we find Esther in the Torah? So Esther b'nei Papunai, Esther b'nei Torah minai. Where is Esther hidden in the Torah? And so here we see Masna answers, "Va'anochi haster astir panai. Behold, I will hide my face from you on the day of that something bad happens." And so we see from here that Esther, who is this creature who brought us to salvation, she is found even when God hides His face from us. That's really the source of salvation. "Va'anochi haster astir panai." That's actually not a curse. That's a blessing that Hashem Yisbarach is going to give us Esther to save us. And then the last question they ask is more. Where is Mordechai from the Torah? Because he answers, Mar Doror, which was one of the spices you shall take, B'Semen Rosh, spices for your head. And Mar Doror is translated as Merodachya, which is similar to the name of Mordechai, and that is the head of all the spices. And so therefore we see all these references, these hints that the B'nai Pe'opunai were answered.